Cousin Archibald, said inhabitant, was not at home when I arrived. He must have sensed his impending doom. Strike that. My pending arrival. His man, Parian, was in, for it was he who answered the famous blue door and, after breathing out through his nose several disapproving times, allowed me to cross the sacred threshold. The new scullery maid turned cook was also present for my arrival. Her name is Agnes. She is the most promising, unpromising girl of 16 I've ever met. Both she and Parian helped me transport my effects to my rooms. There were several sets of stairs involved. Several. For my benevolent cousin has placed me not in my own rooms on the very reasonable third floor, but in the garret of the fifth floor. The garret. I repeat, the garret. By stature, I am neither very tall nor very short, but am fixed prosaically in between. Cousin Mathilde once claimed this to be my single asset in finding a husband. Men don't want a gawky tall specimen, nor a stunted child, Our Majesty the Queen excepted. Your height is the only thing to recommend you. You may even aspire to a bank clerk, bearing him first a boy and then a girl, in that order. She wagged her finger then. All these women bearing girls first thing. What in heaven's name are they thinking? They aren't, that's what. My great thanks, Cousin Mathilde, for your generous view on my future life.